Welcome to Tribe Talk, presented by Progressive, making it easy to bundle home and car insurance. Brought to you by Subway, the official training restaurant of the Cleveland Indians. By the University of Akron. Visit areyououtthere.com.
Everyone, welcome to Tribe Talk. Jim Rosenhaus along with you this weekend as we join you from the Indian Spring Training Complex in Goodyear, Arizona. With just a week to go now in spring training, the games actually end next Friday night when the Indians will conclude a brief two-game series, exhibition series against the Arizona Diamondbacks down at Chase Field in downtown Phoenix. The last Goodyear game will be Wednesday at 3:05, a game you can hear here on the radio network against the Reds. So we're getting down to crunch time. Still many decisions to be made about the Tribe roster, and we hope to get an update from Terry Francona on that, where things stand at the tail end of today's show as we take you up to Tribe Baseball on the radio. A radio network game today against the Chicago White Sox right here in Goodyear, and we'll get that going with a 4:05 first pitch. Coming up on this week's show, we will visit with Indian starting pitcher Josh Tomlin. A wonderful season a year ago with 13 wins in the regular season. Outstanding work in the postseason, and Josh says even though it's a new season now, he'll always look back fondly on October of 2016.
No, yeah, it was something I'll never forget. It's probably the best moment that somebody can possibly go through. There's people that play this game for 15 years and never get a chance to do that. And so for us, it was, you know, we were very fortunate and very blessed, and we didn't take it for granted. And I think that kind of showed once we got out there. It was we felt like we deserved it. We felt like we belonged there. And it took a lot of hard work and a lot of years prior to that to get to the point we want to get to. So it's something I'll never forget, and something I think about it almost every daily.
Also joining the show today, the Indians' top prospect, Bradley Zimmer, the outfielder in his first major league camp, having quite a camp after a season a year ago and also an off season where he made major adjustments to his swing, something that's helped him quite a bit heading into this season.
Shorter to the ball. My swing feels, you know, really quick and compact, you know, which is what I'm going for, and, you know, staying up through the middle of the field a lot better and, you know, putting good swings on the ball over just, you know, consistently.
Also on the show today, Tribe manager Terry Francona, outfielder Austin Jackson, and reliever Sean Armstrong. So a busy show to get to. Stay with us when we return. It's Josh Tomlin joining us right here as Tribe Talk gets rolling on the Indians Radio Network.
You've waited for this for years. Don't let it slip by without being a part of it. Swing and a high drive. Deep right center. There she goes. A game winner. And a mouth seen at home plate.
Don't miss any of the Indians action with 2017 season tickets. Purchase a 20-game plan to get up to 20% off game day prices. Visit Indians.com to get your season tickets today.
It should be some kind of summer.
Welcome back to Tribe Talk. Jim Rosenhaus joining you from the Indian Spring Training Complex in Goodyear, Arizona. As we head into the final week of spring training, we are finally here. Opening day right around the corner in Texas a week from Monday. And then the home opener, of course, on April the 11th when the Indians will take on the White Sox at Progressive Field. Our first guest today is Josh Tomlin, Indian starting pitcher who's coming off an outstanding season, his best in the major leagues, and was a major contributor for the Indians in the postseason. During the regular season, Tomlin was 13-9, the most wins he's had in his major league career in one season. His ERA, 4.40, had a tremendous first half a year ago. In fact, was under consideration for the American League All-Star team and then pitched very well in the postseason for the Tribe. Because of all the innings that he threw, a career high, both in the regular season and then additional innings in the postseason, Tomlin, along with Corey Kluber, Brian Shaw, Cody Allen, and some others who logged heavy innings in the postseason, they've had a different routine this spring. And when we caught up with Josh earlier in the spring, he talked about what he was trying to do in his first couple of appearances and then how that works its way through the spring as he prepares for a new season.
I think for me, a command guy, the guy that, you know, has to, you know, command the strike zone as much as I have to, without overpowering stuff, for me, you try to go out there and you try to establish four pitches over the plate. That way, whenever it gets later in spring, you kind of, you know, hone it in and, you know, fine-tune the things to try to get you to keep the ball on one side of the plate or the other. It just makes it a little bit easier for me to get that feel for all my pitches right now. That way, whenever you get into a game and you're trying to fine-tune things, it makes it that much easier. Maybe it goes a bit quicker for the start of the season.
And health and strength-wise, all that kind of stuff, I know there were some concerns coming out of last year with the increased workload due to the postseason. When did you feel like you had finally recovered, and how have things gone this spring along those lines?
I felt good all the way up until the last game last year, and it just kind of carried over. It was a shorter off season, so I don't know if your body really had time to. I think it was more of a mental break than anything else, that month that you have off before you get back to training and all that. But I feel like I didn't really miss any strides there. Got back to working out back home at APEC and Tyler, and everything felt great. And, you know, when I started playing catch in January, it still felt the same way as it did in October. Arm was feeling good, and just try to, you know, bounce back and try to redevelop that. It's a little bit later in the off season that you kind of start doing things. So you try to take your time and build up whatever you need to. And we were fortunate enough to get here and early in February and have that time to kind of get up the mound as many times as you needed to before the spring started. So the progression has been great. Body's feeling good. Arm's feeling great. So now it's just time to keep building off that and keep the progression going and be ready for April.
And you're in that group with Corey Kluber and I think Cody Allen and Brian Shaw, among others, who they've kind of slow-paced them here early in the spring. Have you enjoyed that, though, and is it really that much different from a normal spring?
It felt a little different early on whenever the game started, but the game started a bit earlier this year also because of World Baseball Classic. So, you know, you're always itching to get out there and compete a little bit, but it's about competing in April, not competing right now. But, no, it felt, I mean, it's good to kind of take that slow play approach, and that way you know when you're ready for the season. You'll be 100% ready and everything. You're not really, you know, focused on the end of February, early March right now, which is kind of nice to kind of slow play in that aspect. But our main goal is to be ready in April, so we have enough time in spring training right now, especially all these games, to get built up to the six innings, the amount of pitches we need to get built up to. So in that regard, it's really not anything different than the years past.
Now, part of that plan has been to throw some simulated games, and you had one the other day where you faced Michael Brantley, Jason Kipnis, among others. A little smack talk going back and forth between you guys as they're trying to get their games together?
Yeah, I could hear Brantley over there saying, throw that one. That's a lot of fun. I'm close friends of mine, and you know, Michael's always saying that if he hits on field three, he's going to hurt somebody on the Jody field hitting a home run. So to be able to not let him do that was kind of rewarding for me. But it's good to face those kind of caliber guys. They're unbelievable hitters, and it kind of makes you kind of understand where your stuff's playing at that moment in time. And I understand both of them are kind of coming back from little nagging things. So it was good to get out there, let them see some live hitting, try to get them better, and it helps me get better along the way as well.
And you lock her right next to Michael Brantley. Very unscientific, non-medical opinion. How's he doing?
He's doing great. I don't know if there's a better professional in the game than that man. He knows his body better than anybody in here, and he'll be ready when it's time. He'll know when it's time. But, you know, it's not going to be from lack of effort, that's for sure.
Josh Tomlin joining us. Just a quick look back at last year postseason. Is it something you still think about and always will, just because of some of the great things that happened for you?
No, yeah, it was something I'll never forget. It's it's probably the best moment that somebody can possibly go up there. There's people that play this game for 15 years and never get a chance to do that. And so for us, it was, you know, we were very fortunate and very blessed, and we didn't take it for granted. And I think that kind of showed once we got out there. It was we felt like we deserved it. We felt like we belonged there. And it took a lot of hard work and a lot of years prior to that to get to the point we want to get to. So it's something I'll never forget. And it's something I think about it almost every on daily. But it's something that you want to get back to, and something we want to try to accomplish this year, and hopefully be on the winning end of it this year as opposed to the losing end of it.
And you look at that, and it doesn't seem like that much time has gone by. You're back at it again. What's the feeling in the clubhouse here from what you've seen so far?
It's everybody ready to go. You know, there was no lagging effect from losing in Game 7. Everybody's here, and everybody has the same goal in mind. That's to get back to where we were and hopefully be on the winning end of it. And, you know, nobody feels like we're entitled to an American League championship again just because we did it last year. It's when spring starts, everybody's nose to the grind and, you know, foot's on the pedal and ready to get better every single day. And I think that's the mindset we've taken all last year, and I think that mindset carried over into this year.
All right, Josh, thanks.
Yeah, I appreciate it, Roger.
That's Josh Tomlin, a 13-game winner a season ago, and figures to be a big key for the Tribe in their starting rotation in 2017. And again, that is right around the corner. Now, the rest of our show will be dedicated to players trying to make an impression, trying to make the ball club and be a part of it coming out of camp. We'll visit with Bradley Zimmer, the Indians' top prospect, having an outstanding spring, when we return after this on the Indians Radio Network. Here comes the 3-2 to Bradley Zimmer. Swung on, and there's a high fly ball. This one's hit to deep right center. That ball is way back there, and that ball is gone. Home run, Zimmer. Second home run of the spring for Bradley Zimmer. Another towering blast, and that got up in that wind tunnel going out to straightaway center, and it just made it onto the berm in deep right center. Welcome back to Tribe Talk. We join you from the Indians' spring training complex in Goodyear, Arizona. Jim Rosenhaus along with you this weekend. Great to have you tuned in for Baseball Talk on the radio as we take you up until first pitch time, when the Indians will play the White Sox this afternoon here in Goodyear, a 4:05 first pitch here on the Indians Radio Network. Well, one of the young players who's having an outstanding camp in his first major league camp is outfielder Bradley Zimmer. The 24-year-old is entering his fourth pro season after being the Indians' first-round draft pick, 21st overall back in 2014. He's made a steady climb through the Indians farm system, finishing last season at AAA Columbus, and then an impressive stint in the Arizona Fall League, and that prepped him for what has turned out to be an outstanding spring, his first in Major League camp. Zimmer has played just about every game here this spring with some injuries and also the World Baseball Classic taking some players away. So he's had a real nice opportunity to show what he can do to the Major League coaching staff and manager Terry Francona. And he says it's gone about as well as he could have expected.
So far, you know, I've been, you know, doing, you know, results aside, you know, I'm just really happy with the way I've been, you know, competing and putting good swings on the ball and being in the right position on defense. So, you know, my goal is to, I haven't really set any, you know, statistic goals, but more of just, you know, personal goals as far as, you know, physical things that I'm working on.
And when we caught up with you last fall at, I think, the tail end of the Arizona Fall League season, you talked about adjustments that you'd made to your swing, and it might not have been reflected in the stats during the regular season last year, but what have you noticed here this spring that's really helped you?
Shorter to the ball. You know, my swing feels, you know, really quick and compact, you know, which is what I'm going for. And, you know, I'm staying up to the middle of the field a lot better and, you know, putting good swings on the ball just, you know, consistently.
And you have a certain way of hitting, I'm sure, as you come up through high school and college and even early in pro ball. when you're asked to make some adjustments that may be significant, maybe just be small, is it tough to do when it's initially brought to you?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's something that you have your swing, that you've been using for the last however many years, and then suddenly you got to make almost a full remodel of your swing, and it's tough at times, but once you get through it, I really benefited from it, and going to continue to building off that.
You had some at-bats over here last spring, but this is your first full major league camp, and what's been the biggest benefit for you being around this every day?
I think just getting to know what it feels like, being on this side for real, and being around the veteran guys and just having that kind of major league atmosphere and feel. Getting to play in front of Tito and play for him, and it's been great so far. I'm really enjoying it.
Anyone in particular, player-wise or coach-wise, that's been especially helpful for you that maybe you weren't planning on when you came over here?
Everyone's been really helpful. I've been working with Vambo in the cage and with Millsy on defense, so... everyone's been really helpful and haven't been hesitant to reach out. So I'm looking forward to working with those guys more, in the future.
Obviously, we talk a lot about what you do at the plate, but in the outfield, it seems like they're moving you around a lot, and maybe that's just spring training, maybe not. But comfort-wise, does it matter to you where you're playing out there?
No, obviously I've played center field, pretty much my whole career, but, when spots open up, maybe it's not the position that you're used to, and I got to adapt to that. So, when my time comes, if it's right field, left field, center field, I'll be ready to play at any position.
And when you look at being here in Major League spring training, and I remember talking to you after the season last year, you want to come in here and try and win a job, and whether that happens or not, who knows? But is that still the mindset that you take with you every day?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, nothing's changed.
And it's always nice to have family around, and you had a nice moment in the opener of the exhibition season. Your grandmother was here. What has she meant to you over the course of your career?
She's, like I said, she's been awesome. She's been one of my biggest supporters, since I've played in Little League. So, she's followed me the whole way, and I can't say enough about how special she's been for me.
And you have a brother just up the road playing for the Royals in their camp in Surprise. Has it been kind of fun being able to be around him at all? And do you see each other much over the course of the spring?
Yeah, we see each other. I went out to dinner with him last night and my family, and we try and go out to dinner at least, two, three times a week. So I see him quite a bit. And we're really close, and I'm really looking forward to, him having some success this year as well.
That's Bradley Zimmer, who is still holding out hope that he could be a part of this thing to start the season. You would think that would be unlikely, and the Indians certainly want to finish off his development. And even by the time you hear this show, there could be an announcement on some of the moves that the Indians will make to clean up the roster prior to opening day. But at the very least, Bradley Zimmer has certainly made an outstanding impression this spring. Another player who's trying to be a part of that outfield situation come opening day, veteran Austin Jackson. We'll visit with him next on the Indians Radio Network. Welcome back to Tribe Talk. Jim Rosenhaus back with you from the Indian Spring Training Complex in Goodyear, Arizona. Great to have you along this weekend as we talk baseball on the radio. And we're visiting with some of the players who are on the club, Josh Tomlin in particular, and others trying to make the ball club. And in that category is outfielder Austin Jackson. The veteran outfielder is in camp on a minor league contract with that invite to major league spring training. So he's trying to make this team as a non-roster invite. Certainly some great experience there for Austin Jackson, playing Major League Baseball since 2010 when he broke in with the Detroit Tigers and had some very good seasons with Detroit. Last year, though, limited to 54 games with the White Sox due to a knee injury that ended his season in June. And that knee injury was slow to recover after he had surgery. He's had a tough time getting it back to where he'd like it to be. But this spring, things are starting to come into shape for Austin Jackson. The knee holding up very well, and he has strengthened it considerably, did some great work with the Indians training staff, and then 2 weeks ago got back on the field to show what he can do in limited time to make an impression on the coaching staff. Certainly patience was something that was very important for Austin Jackson to make sure he went through the rehab process properly, and he says that can be a challenge sometimes, but really, when you think about it, it shouldn't be that much of a challenge if you want to get in a good spot health-wise.
You move as quick, or as slow as the knee progress, and right now everything is where it needs to be at as far as from a health standpoint, and I'm just doing everything each and every day to make sure I'm staying on top of that.
Were there some times in the off season where maybe it wasn't going as quickly as you would have liked, and you had to really battle through?
No, I think I had the mindset of doing whatever it took to get it back. I never did get impatient with anything. I understood that it's a process, and it's just something you have to go through, and just really thinking more about the light at the end of the tunnel. When you have so much time to prepare yourself and get the knee back to where it needs to be, you don't really think about how long it's really taking. You just kind of you look forward to when it's going to get better. So.
Once you've been able to get back out there, most important thing to you in a situation where you have limited time to show the Indians what you can do.
Yeah, like I've been saying, the focus was just to make sure that I could get out there and just play freely and, not think about it, and I've been able to do that this far.
Austin Jackson joining us. You signed with the Indians, and I know talking to you earlier in the spring, you've liked this team for a while, and what is it about this ball club that you've enjoyed watching from the other side and now are a part of?
Just being able to see the maturity of the core group that I was playing against for so many years, seeing what the front office did by adding pieces around some of the core guys that were here, you can see obviously the results with them doing that, each and every year just seemed like. They're getting better and better, and once you start to believe that, you can see how far that takes you in the season. So.
And you always look for fits. What is it about your game that you think fits real well with what the Indians are trying to do here offensively and defensively too?
You're looking at a team that already had a group that is capable of getting back there. Like I said, I playing against the team and seeing the winning atmosphere, I think anybody would want to be a part of that. And, I'm just looking forward to hopefully joining that.
And it seems like for the amount of time you missed that you've kind of gotten right back into it and performed well. I'm surprised at all that people talk about rust and needing some time to get rolling. Are you surprised how well you've been able to get going here quickly?
I'm surprised that honestly that the knee feels as good as it does, and everything else outside of that really depending on how the knee was going to react. So everything else is just really kind of getting reps and making sure the timing is down and just getting back into the baseball flow.
Austin Jackson joining us. We're recording this. The NCAA tournament's going on in the background, and your background coming out of high school was potentially being on a team that might have gone there in Georgia Tech. This time of year, do you think back to that time in your athletic career when you were very much a two-sport star?
I think about it sometimes. It's been so long that those memories kind of faded away now. But it's always a fun time and interesting time to see everybody's picks and sometimes relive those memories that those basketball memories that I used to have. So
you look back on it, how hard a choice was it to choose professional baseball and not go to college and play basketball there?
When I look back on it now, I don't think it was that hard of a decision. I think it was probably the best decision, especially when you look at some of those guys out there on the court these days.
All right, Austin, thanks so much for the time.
All right, appreciate it.
That's Austin Jackson, who's had a very good spring once he was able to start playing and is giving the Indians something to think about in terms of their outfield situation heading into opening day. Stay tuned. When we come back, we will hear from Sean Armstrong with only one available spot in that bullpen, we think. Armstrong has been one of the leading contenders to nail that down for an opening day spot. We'll talk to him about it when we return after this on the Indians Radio Network. The next pitch, Gomes hammers one deep to left. Down the line it goes. It is a fair ball home run. How did Gomes tee off? His third hit of the day, and Yan Gomes with his best day of the spring. Oh, did he pummel that baseball deep down the left field line? The only question was, would it stay fair? And it did. Welcome back to Tribe Talk, our final segment as we join you from the Indians' spring training complex in Goodyear, Arizona. Jim Rosenhaus along with you this weekend. And we are joined now by Sean Armstrong, Indians relief pitcher who has had a tremendous spring through yesterday's action against the Chicago Cubs over in Mesa when he threw two more scoreless innings. He has not allowed a run this spring and certainly has thrown the ball extremely well. Maybe one spot open in that Indians bullpen, perhaps another, but certainly it appears to be just one to start the season, depending on some of the roster moves that the team makes this last week of the spring. But Armstrong's trying to be that reliever of a candidate or a slew of candidates who are going after that one spot, and he certainly has taken a big step forward. Health has been the big key last two springs. He hasn't been able to stay healthy and show what he can do in the spring. He says he focused this winter on changing that.
You know, we just started. I started throwing early. I started throwing about 3 weeks early this year. And then me, Mickey, Carson, and Ruben, we got together and we really worked on the mechanical breakdown and kind of all that stuff for the whole entire offseason just to kind of see what we could do to help me be more consistent in the strike zone. And you know, it really wasn't so much as a health thing because I haven't ever really had an issue since surgery besides the two little flares the past two springs. But I think that, you know, just the little mechanical change that we made has really freed up my arm and just made it kind of free and easy out in front. And the timing has just been there. And that one little change has also helped me kind of, you know, make changes from pitch to pitch whenever things aren't, you know, going right there. And I think that's been the most helpful thing is being able to make that change, like I said, pitch to pitch, not batter to batter.
And when you mention that, a lot of times people think season ends and spring training. In between, there's no interaction with coaches, but not only Mickey Callaway, but Ruben Niebla and Steve Carce, very close to you. How do you go about that in the wintertime to get that advice and be able to make some changes?
You know, those guys make it so easy. You know, I mean, they're there for you from the day the season ends to the day that we start up again and then all throughout the season. So, I mean, honestly, it was, you know, FaceTime, video feeds, you know, me sending it to them, then breaking it down in slow motion, sending it back, showing me the different angles and stuff that I should be focusing on. And like I said, I mean, they were outstanding with helping me, and they made it just so easy and so easy to understand. So, I mean, it was truly a blessing to be able to work with them this offseason and continue to work with them, you know, for the rest of my career, hopefully.
So that's the physical side of it. The mental side, you come in and there's a lot of competition going on. How do you handle that from the mental side of things?
You know, it's like I tell everybody else, you know, the competition stuff, if it wasn't for the competition, what's the point in playing? You know, like, so it makes it fun. We have a lot of outstanding pitchers in camp right now. And like you said, the competition is heavy for those last couple spots in the bullpen. But, I mean, if that's not what you want, then you're in the wrong game. So, I mean, I just take it as that, you know, and there's no, you know, bad vibes or anything going on between anybody. You know, we're all helping each other out. We're all having fun with it, and we understand the process. And I think that's what it takes, and that's what it takes to be successful as a team as well.
Having been up here a little bit the last two seasons during the regular season, has that made a difference?
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you look at the bullpen, you know, look at their numbers over the past however many years, they're outstanding. I mean, if anytime you have a chance to learn from those guys and have an opportunity to just, you know, be with them and compete with them, it's always a learning experience, humbling experience as well. But, I mean, they're there for you every single day. So any questions you have, they have an answer for you. If they don't have an answer, they ask another guy. So, I mean, just being able to learn and see how they go about their business and their everyday routines has helped me tremendously.
I know Terry Francona talks a lot about balancing a pitcher getting ready for a season but also trying to compete for a spot. And how have you balanced that? Probably not nearly to where you're going to be your best in a couple of months.
You know, I mean, I don't really think it goes with me balancing it. I think they, like, you go up there and you look at the schedule. I mean, they have you up there. They let you know the days you're going to throw. It's not like season where you're sitting in the bullpen waiting for your name to be called. I mean, they let you know in advance the days you're throwing. And then they check with you in between outings, see how your arm's feeling. I mean, the training room, they're outstanding. So, I mean, they keep us on the field. So, I mean, it's all about, you know, sticking, like I said, to your routines, doing what makes you successful. And then just, you know, the communication process between yourself and the coaches. So, I mean, that's what keeps you healthy, keeps you on the field.
All right, Sean, thanks for your time.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
That's Indians relief pitcher Sean Armstrong going after a spot in the Indians bullpen on the opening day roster. Now, before we conclude with this week's edition of Tribe Talk, let's check in and get Tito Francona's thoughts from earlier today, the Tribe manager visiting with the Cleveland media.
Tibbetts said he started some baseball stuff yesterday. Yeah. Just looking, what can you tell?
Some, you know, swings in the cage, even some, I want to say throwing, mild throwing, you know, just trying to work back into it. Mm-hmm. But that's good. I mean, he's now starting a progression that, you know, the quickness of it will be determined by certainly how he's feeling. And you can't really skip steps. So, but it's nice to see that he's starting that and he's feeling good.
What type of line?
He's, I would say, you know, like last night when I was talking to the guys after the game, we said possibly mild to moderate or medium AC sprain. You know, they termed it mild this morning, which is good. So he'll be down 3 days from no activity, just getting treatment, and then he'll be reevaluated. And I'm guessing after that third day, we'll have a much better idea, you know, which direction that thing goes or how quickly, things like that.
Gonzalez is fine. I saw his hand is taped.
Yeah, he's actually, he wanted to hit today, so he's feeling pretty good.
Discussions.
Yeah, we had good meetings. We had, you know, went over the pitching first so the hitting guys could go out to the cage and do their stuff. Then the hitting guys came up and we went over position players. And then we're going to meet again after the game just because we were really having some good discussions. And we didn't want to run into the speakers this morning. So we'll come back after the game and meet again a little bit. Never been a real big fan of having late night meetings. I don't think we have to because our communication is so good and so consistent. But there was a lot of good conversation going back and forth, and I'd like to finish that today just so, you know, there are some players that need to be talked to. And, you know, you're getting to that part in spring training where, you know, there's a week before we break, and we just need to be cognizant of that and be respectful of that.
I think Austin Jansen has an out tomorrow. What have you thought of what you've been able to see from him in games?
I think he's been fine. Now, saying that, you know, we probably haven't seen certainly every instance that can happen or can arise or how you get tested. You know, spring training is just not going to do that. You know, guys are playing, you know, I mean, there is pretty much every other day for the most part. You know when you're playing. Even the guys that are coming in, you know, they have a pretty good idea. It's not completely realistic as the season is, so you do the best you can. It's not his fault. I mean, he's done everything really well. And when he's gotten a pitch out over the plate, he's hit it, and he's hit it with authority. He hasn't not made a play anywhere, just, you know, haven't really had to see him throw some, you know, just that's just or just the way spring training can be.
With Carrasco's situation needing to continue to get built up, is it a possibility, you know, with the DL now just being 10 days, or you could maybe do that, carry eight relievers in the interim? And
There's a few possibilities, and that was probably one of the reasons our meeting went long, or we had to cut it short, because we got to talking about his probably three scenarios, and, you know, then that affects somebody else, too. So that's why I thought we should probably continue to meet today, because we were on a pretty good roll, and but we just think I just want to make sure we continue it. Plus, it'll give Chris and Cherney and his guys the whole afternoon to kind of, you know, more often than not, when there's some ideas and they have time to think about it, they'll come up with some good stuff too that we can throw around.
I saw the Armstrong in two innings yesterday, and how did you feel?
First inning was like really good, and then second inning, somehow I don't know if a guy got on with a hit or a walk or an air, but and then he pitched through it. He pitched well. He's had a very good spring. Well, and he's sometimes stats don't always indicate, but he has had a very good spring. It's regardless of how this goes on opening day, we were very pleased with how he's gone about it, how he's pitched, everything. See him maturing right in front of our eyes, and we're very excited about that.
He's had a Crockett spring to him. He's got a dozen strikeouts, no walks.
You know, it's been interesting. When he has rest, when he has 2 days rest, he is just lights out. When it's less, those have been when he's not had quite as clean innings. So we're trying. Mickey's been kind of going back and forth with JB and the guy, just because you can't ensure that during the year.
Right.
But we're trying to figure out, okay, what's the meaning behind it? What can we do differently? Because, like you said, there's been some outings where it's like, bam, 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 and, you know, it's been pretty good.
A couple of years ago, he came up when he was good. Was that a pattern at all? Anybody look at
was it what?
When he came up, was it 2 years ago?
Yeah. Well, we used him so, I mean, we were very protective of him.
Okay.
I mean, we'd get him in and out. He was right out of college.
Yeah.
So we barely pitched him in back-to-back games, I think, till maybe the last week of the season. It just so he had a lot of rest.
So you might have just been doing that, just happened naturally then for him, where he wasn't getting unnoticed, where he was getting the rest just because of the way you were handling him.
I'm talking about this spring. I don't think we've ever gone back and looked at it in the past.
You mentioned the other day Frias has been playing pretty well. Not a whole lot of time here, but
That's another. He's really intriguing because when he's fully back, and I mean he's healthy now, but he just missed some time. He can be stretched out, and he can be dominating versus right-handers at times. So there's so much to like. It's just another guy that we have to try to determine: is he ready enough? Are you doing him a disservice by taking them on opening day? Those are things that we're trying to work through.
That's Tribe manager Terry Francona, and that's going to do it for this week's edition of Tribe Talk. Thanks so much for tuning in. We will join you next week from Arlington, Texas. The Indians will be in Texas preparing for the opener the following Monday night. So we are just about there, folks, almost ready for the start of a brand-new baseball season. Thanks so much for tuning in. Thanks to Brian Motze back at our network studios for helping to put this show together. Until next week, when we join you from Texas, this is Jim Rosenhaus reminding you you've been listening to Tribe Talk on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network.
Been listening to Tribe Talk, presented by Progressive, making it easy to bundle home and car insurance. Brought to you by Subway, the official training restaurant of the Cleveland Indians. by the University of Akron. Visit areyououtthere.com.